Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father, to embrace the gifts of a brand new day. Father, we thank you for your tender mercies, your kindness, Father, your grace towards us, your unfailing love, your provisions, your protection, and your blessings. Father, we love you. We say thank you, for we realize that it did not have to be, but you orchestrated it to be so. And so, Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father, thank you for absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything. Thank you for this Memorial Day, Father God. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. Father, we thank you for all of those who have served our country, still in the process of serving, all of them, Father God, who gave their lives. We bless you for these men and these women of God. We thank you for them, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, a plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, nobody but you. Nobody, nobody, nobody but you, Father, nobody. And so we bless you even right now, God. We bless you. And we magnify you. And we glorify you. And we praise you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we're here. We're here, Father God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God. We are only here because you are. And we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to us every day, every morning, new mercies we see. Bless our services today, Father, that you and you alone will get the glory, you and you alone will get all the honor, and you alone will get all of the praise. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Hallelujah, and we bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as Lord. Happy Memorial Day to all of our listening audience. And we greet you in Jesus' name. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the liquid sunshine. It was a little rained out, but guess what? We need the rain. And we thank God for it. Amen. We want to welcome especially all of our first-time visitors, listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. To our fellowship services where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, amen. We don't know what you have in store for today, but we pray that today will be a good day for you, a good week. Beloved, the Lord has brought us to the end of it. He has brought us to the end of the month, and there is nobody but him. His grace, his mercy, his love, his provisions. Amen. So we are very, very grateful, very grateful. And we know the month is not over with yet, but he brought us to the end of it. Amen. And so we want to thank God. And anything God begins, as we learned yesterday in our Sunday service, that God will finish it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is why he told us to count the cost. count the cost. Amen. Because he wants us to have the mind of Christ. Amen. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So Jesus, amen, was a finisher. He counted the cost. He told the Lord, prepare me a body. I'll come down. Amen. And he didn't stop halfway. He could have. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he didn't. Amen. Hallelujah. He counted the cost and he paid the price. Hallelujah. And the Lord is asking us to do the same thing, beloved. Amen. Count the cost, pay the price. Amen. Because our credit is good with him. Amen. We bless Jesus. We've been teaching on the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. But we're going to take a little detour today. Amen. Just come to encourage your heart today. We want to say happy, happy, happy Memorial Day. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. I was reading this morning. It says in reference to Memorial Day that there is nothing nobler than risking your life for your country. Over all our happy country, over all our nation spread, is a band of noble heroes, is our army of the dead. What I can do for my country, I am willing to do. A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. Amen and amen. And truly, beloved, especially here in the United States of America, we are blessed to have men and women who give their lives for their country. Because if they give their lives for their country, they have given their lives for you. And so we honor this Memorial Day, amen, for the thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women who are in the grave today as they sacrifice for their country. Amen. That's honorable. That's honorable, beloved. Amen. And so we just want to thank God, amen, for that. Amen. Say happy Memorial Day. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, since we are reflecting today in the sacrifices that others have given, those who have given for our country, amen, we just want to talk, amen, just for a minute this morning on sacrifices. On sacrifices. Glory be to God. Because not only have they made sacrifices for their country, beloved, we are making sacrifices for God's kingdom. And I want to come and encourage you this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. And let you know, amen, that God rewards your sacrifices. Now, some people may say, well, what if they served our country and they died and they wasn't saved? I ain't even going there today. I ain't even taking myself there. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll talk about that another time. All right. Let's talk about you and let's talk about me. Amen. Let's talk about the sacrifices we are making. So this is the day, amen, when we are reflecting on sacrifices. When we look, Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. 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 Let me read that one more time. That was so good. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor
your sacrifices is not in vain in the Lord. Now, you got to make sure you throw that "in the Lord" in there. You got to throw that "in Lord" in there. Some people say, "Well, look, they down there, they doing satanic sacrifices." Yeah, well, guess what? That's what the devil worshipers do. Amen. But the Lord, the Bible says, "In the Lord." Amen. So we want to be straight on that. Beloved, I know that you face many, many demands, but today I want to remind you that God has watched what you have done for his work. He wasn't sleeping. He don't blink an eye. He's never too busy in one part of the world where there's a season or a moment when God forgot to check on you. You are the apple of God's eye. He is everywhere at the same time. Everything that you do, God sees it. All 24 hours that we receive, that God blesses us every day, God sees every move you make. He knows every breath you take. Every word that have come out of your mouth, every thought you have entertained, God sees it all, beloved. All the work that you are doing in the Lord's kingdom, beloved, people might not see, people might not notice, people might not speak on it. I want you to know, beloved, that God, amen, sees, and I also want to come this morning to let you know that, and God will reward you. Sometimes, beloved, we do things for other people, and they don't even say thank you. There's no gratitude with that. Glory be to God. Or if there's gratitude, they don't express it. But I want you to know that God sees, beloved, and there's some gratitude with him. Because the Lord is going to reward you all the time that you have put in. God sees your time. God sees all the extra effort that you're putting in. God sees all the finances that you have sown into the advancement of the gospel. All that is before his face, every dollar. You may say, "Oh, well, you know, I invested about $3,000. No, the Lord said, no, it wasn't $3,000. It was $4,122.15. Oh, no, baby, he's keeping track. He don't need an accountant. Glory be to God. He knows how much he gave. Sometimes we give and we in the habit of giving. We even forget what we gave. God said, "But I ain't forgot nothing. I got it all tallied up." The Lord said, "I see you. Glory be to God. And I am going to reward you." But I want you to know that God is faithful to remember. And God is faithful to reward you for what you have done, for your sacrifices. Glory be to God. Every day is a memorial day in the Lord's kingdom concerning you. We take one day a year to remember, amen, our veterans, beloved. God said, "I'm remembering you every day. Because I see you. It is recorded in my atmosphere." However God do that. But you ain't got to worry about him skipping no pages. He said, "I got you." And this is why Paul tells us, beloved, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15:58, Therefore, my beloved brethren, and that's talking to you, sisters. We got to talk about that. When he say brethren, that includes the body of Christ. He's just not talking to men. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Don't give up. Be unmovable. Don't get weary. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Don't get discouraged. I know people look ungrateful. Glory be to God. He said, but keep on going. Keep on sacrificing. He says, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's not in vain, beloved. I want you to notice especially the last part of that verse, beloved, that declares that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Beloved, the word labor refers to the most exhausting kind of work or effort. I mean exhausting. Labor. Hard labor. And because this word is used in its context, beloved, it tells us that sometimes it is not easy to obey what the Lord tells us to do. Now, we just got to be tell the truth, baby. That's why they call it labor. Sometimes it is very difficult to obey him. Glory be to God. Sometimes, beloved. In fact, if we would be brutally honest, there are times when it requires great effort to walk in obedience. But beloved, this verse right here promises us that our labor has not been in vain. And God is not a man, and God is not a liar. Beloved, I think of all the times the Lord has asked me to do something that was very difficult. Because I have always wanted to obey the Lord, I have done my best to follow his instructions regardless of how hard it was or how much it required of me. Even, beloved, building Life Word Jesus, a kingdom ministries over the last 10 years, beloved, has not always been an easy task. But what God called us to do it, and I have given it 100%, 100%, beloved, of my life to this divine mandate, even yesterday. I called our sister Joanne Thurman yesterday morning before our Sunday service. She was scheduled to pray. And I said, when you pray, Sister Joanne Thurman, could you pray for me? Don't forget, Pastor. Why? Because I was in excruciating pain. To be honest with you, even today I'm still in pain, but it's a lot better than it was yesterday because I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. So I didn't want to go to the emergency room if they could handle it through doctors and just take care of an in-office visit. I really don't want to be checking into nobody's hospital right now unless need be. So she didn't wait until the our service on yesterday. She said, Pastor, you want me to pray for you now? And I said, yes, ma'am, please do. I am not bragging, beloved, but y'all know I am not the type of person to complain. But if I went that far with her, that means that I really was in pain. Did I have a reason to cancel yesterday's service? Yes, I did. Did I have a reason to not show up this morning? Yes, I did.
Did I have a reason to come on here dragging? You're like, hey, y'all. Well, y'all, oh, I'm so in pain. Could I have? Yes, I could have. But, beloved, our labor is not in vain. Well, am I doing this so I can get on here and talk about it? No, I wasn't even going to mention it. Glory be to God, but this is the way the Holy Spirit is taking me. Glory be to God. Why? Because you do what you can do. Now, if I couldn't do it, then I couldn't do it. That means somebody else would be up here today serving. Glory be to God. But you do what you can do. You keep sacrificing. You keep putting it in. You keep giving God all you got. You keep giving God all your effort. I thank God. Glory be to God. Because I'm going to be honest with you. When I start to minister, the pain disappears. There's some type of discomfort down there, around there where the kidneys are. I ain't claiming no kidney infection. I ain't claiming it. And it is one, it might as well pack up because it's about to leave. Huh? But even right now, as I, you know what I mean? When I start ministering, I don't even feel it. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did pop me about 1,000, 2,500 milligrams of Tylenol. Now, I ain't going to lie about that. I took 1,000 milligrams yesterday and the day before, and probably going to take 1,000 today until I get to the doctor's tomorrow. What is my point, beloved? My point is, glory be to God, hallelujah, that we put it in. Glory be. You got to give God 100%. To me, that was not enough reason for me to cancel and not show up. You got to give it. We find so many reasons to quit. We find so many excuses. I'm sneezing. You sneezing? I can't pray. I'm sneezing. What? We find so many excuses, beloved. What if God had excuses for us? 100% of our lives to the mandate. It goes into the message that we preached on yesterday. Count the cost. Are you willing to pay the price? Well, the truth of the matter is some of us aren't willing. But for those of us who are, I come to encourage you on this Memorial Day to let you know that your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. I didn't even mention it to my family yesterday. Glory be to God that I wasn't feeling well. I didn't mention it. Wasn't going to mention it to you. The only reason I am because it ties into the message. Because I'm not looking for no self-pity. I'm not looking for pity. I'm not looking for brownie points. Because I know that God sees everything, beloved. God sees your heart. God sees your sacrifice. God sees how you stick in there when the going gets tough. God sees you when your back is up against the wall and you don't know what to do. God sees you, glory be to God, when it appears like you walking by yourself. God sees you, beloved. I come to encourage somebody, glory be to God, on this Memorial Day, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. All people might forget, and most of the time they will. But God will never forget. Glory be to God. Beloved, regardless of where you live or what you believe God has asked you to do, it is important that you give your whole heart and your whole soul to your divine assignment. The scripture says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength, all thy might. Glory be to the living God. even if it is difficult sometimes, beloved, and sometimes we got to tell the truth, it does become difficult. We're not going to get all spiritual and say, it ain't never difficult. It's always easy breezy. Nah, baby, then you ain't doing something right. That's why Brother Paul said, I press towards the prize of a high calling. Paul said, look, some days I got to put some effort in this. I was talking with someone yesterday. I said, how was your service? Glory be to God. And they told me, they said, but I really didn't feel like going to church today. I said, but you went. Yeah, they didn't. Yep. I said, how often you feel like you don't want to go to church? He said, quite often. I said, how many Sundays you miss? He said, none. I put the effort in. I put the effort in. I don't feel like serving God today. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like praying today. Let somebody else pray. Let somebody else read. Let somebody else serve. Let somebody else give. Those are the natural tendencies, beloved, that will come upon us from time to time because we're human. You got to put some extra effort in this thing. Flesh, I don't care what you feel like. Body, you might be in pain right now, but if you think you're going to stop me from serving this morning, you got to do better than that. Say, you got to do better than that. You want to mess around with my kidneys or whatever you're trying to mess around with, you forget. You couldn't stop me when you tried to mess with my head. When you bust a couple blood vessels in my head, you couldn't stop me. Well, you got to come better than some kidney. Because my mind made up. I'm going to serve him till I die. I'm going to serve him till I die. And that's a beautiful way to go to get up out of here, saints. That's a beautiful way. Glory be to God. Beloved, your whole heart. Give God all you got. Sometimes we don't give all we got. We know we have to do things. You know what I mean? And I hate to see people have to do things. Have to, have to, have to. No, you ain't tried hard enough. Try it another way. Try it another way. Come on now. You don't count the cost. Come on, put it in. And that's the only that keeps me in prayer with this generation. This generation just gives up too easy. My motto in life, beloved, is to persist until you succeed. This is the attitude that the veterans had for Memorial Day. You think them men and women want to be on the battlefield fighting for our country? They want to be home watching reality TV with you. They want to be home going to church with you, going to the mall with you, going to the restaurant with you, going to the park and to the playground with you. You really think they want to be on the battlefield for our country? But they did. And they gave their life for it. Oh, we thank God. We thank God for our men and women of war. God speaks in reference to them. I don't know. I we'll talk about it later, but I think it's a special memorial in heaven for them. That's all I want to say. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave it parked. Because number one, you ain't even going to have no devil out there on the battlefield. They ain't got time for that. It takes a special attitude to even serve in that capacity. You got to be a Christian on some form or level to even serve on that capacity. And we thank God for them. I know I do. Whenever I see a veteran, glory be to God, or somebody walking around, glory be to God, with their uniform on, you know what I say? A good morning, Mr. No, ma'am, sir. Thank you for serving our country. That's what I tell them. I ain't got to know your name. Thank you for serving our country. Because, beloved, if they didn't, ain't no telling where the United States of America would be right now. So, beloved, as I close on this morning, even if it is difficult sometimes, and it will get difficult, that is no excuse for you to quit. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Mm-mm. Quitters don't quit. Quitters not in the equation. Let me tell you what the Lord says about quitters. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Well, Lord, I went halfway. The Bible says she that endureth to the end. Baby, you got to be a finisher. Keep pressing forward, beloved. Jesus finished his course. You think it was easy for Jesus? Oh, he was God. Okay, question. Why was he in the Garden of Gethsemane sweating blood? Sweating blood? Well, that's like past aneurysm stage. Sweating blood? Research that, saints. Why was Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane sweating blood if it was so easy breezy? Paul said, look, Paul was so magnificent, this man of God, wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, and we're still reading his writings today. That's how magnificent he was by the grace of God. Even for him, with all that anointing and all that power, Paul said, I press. I make the sacrifice. Jesus had to sacrifice his life. God sacrificed his son. Jesus sacrificed his life. Paul made sacrifices. Beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you're going to, amen, enter into the Lord's kingdom, it's going to cost you a sacrifice. Glory be to God. Keep pressing forward, beloved, toward your God-given goal in obedience to the Lord. And whenever the way of obedience seems difficult, beloved, you need to remind yourself once again of God's promise. Whenever it gets hard, beloved, just sit down, take a breath, drink some water, fruit juice. I've been drinking a lot of cranberry juice. I'm not claiming no kidney, beloved. I just know that it's around that area. But I just been drinking a whole bunch of cranberry juice anyhow because I need to drink cranberry juice because you need to drink cranberry juice. And we just all need to drink cranberry juice. Glory be to God. Sit down, drink yourself some cranberry juice, eat yourself some fruit, whatever. Chill out and remind yourself, beloved, of God's promise. Whenever you get tired of sacrificing, whenever you get tired of sacrificing, glory be to God, whenever the devil want to throw it in your ear, you're doing too much, you're giving too much, you're doing too much, you're giving too much, huh? When other people want to speak into your ear gate, it don't take all that. You know, why are you doing all that praying, all that giving, all that serving? Let's let them do something for themselves. Huh? People going to speak into your ear gates. The devil going to make sure of that. I want you, beloved, to be reminded of what, since everybody's speaking, just be reminded of what God has already spoken. Don't forget that. And the Lord said that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Freedom, you're doing too much, yeah, but your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Mommy, you're doing too much. Daddy, you're doing too much. Y'all doing too much with them church folks. You're doing too much, but your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You best believe God gonna back up his word. You best believe God gonna back up his word. as I close, just let us finish with 2 minutes on that word vain. Since the Lord put emphasis on that, let us put a little emphasis on it too. The Lord says here, beloved, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, not the work of the devil. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, not in vain. That word in vain, beloved, depicts something that is empty, void, or wasted. This is God's promise to you that anything you do for him is never a waste. Never. I'm the type of person, I hate the waste, especially when it comes to food. I hate the waste. Nothing you do for God is never a waste, beloved. And when the devil tempts you to think that no one is noticing what you are doing and that no one appreciates what you do, that is the moment for you to remember that nothing done for the Lord is ever a waste. Your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not a waste. Your labor is not going to be flushed down the toilet. Huh? Waiting to be recycled in the recyclable bin. Waiting for the trashman to pick up. Nope, not in the Lord. Not in the Lord, beloved. Every effort you have ever done, beloved, every deed you have ever done, absolutely everything you have ever done in obedience to him, credited to your heavenly record. Ah, my God, my God. Thank God for the roll. Thank God for the book of remembrance. Woo! Oh, yeah, baby. Hallelujah. Didn't I tell you yesterday your credit was good with God? Hallelujah. Don't let the devil discourage you, beloved, on this Memorial Day or any day. Don't let the devil discourage you. Dig in your heels and remind him that you are standing in faith on God's promises. Declare with confidence that God is going to be faithful to meet every need in your life because you have faithfully sown your time. God is going to be faithful to meet every need in your life because you have faithfully sown your effort. God is going to be faithful to meet every need in your life because you have faithfully sown your finances. And that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And never forget, beloved, nothing you ever do for the Lord is a waste. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, we are grateful for this reminder that you pay attention to our response to your assignment for our lives. You are very aware, Father God, we are in life. And you see what we do to express faithfulness to you. Thank you for strengthening us with your might in those times when we feel discouraged and we wonder if our labor is in vain. We rejoice in your all-sufficient grace that never fails to cover us in the midst of the difficulties and hardships we may encounter while obeying you. Lord, we ask you to help us to be conformed more fully to your faithful ways. So when our heavenly record is read before you, we will receive a crown to place at your feet on that day. We thank you and we bless you and we praise you, for we ask this in all things in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, there it is. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our Memorial Day message. Amen. Your sacrifice, hallelujah, to the Lord is not in vain. If you serve God's people, you serve God. Matter of fact, the truth of the matter is if you serve your country, you serve God too. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, that's it for the day. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day, and we want to thank God for it. Amen. Whatever you do today, the sun, I believe the sun is coming out, but the sun comes out every day. Amen. So whatever you do, whatever you do, whatever you do, whatever you do, beloved, no, just keep God on your mind. I was looking at the news last night. I caught some of it. And I saw about the people that I don't know, people going crazy. They're not even dealing with handguns no more. They're getting the shotguns because I guess they could be more effective, take more people out. And I looked at the three people that died in Miami, beloved, and I think there's more on the critical list. And I was just saying to myself, it's a little fleeting thought that I guess the families of these victims probably wish that maybe they was quarantined in the house on COVID. Because if they was in the house on COVID, they wouldn't have been shot down, amen, last night by some crazy person. Even COVID has its benefits. Beloved, let me tell you this, amen, walk with the King. Just do what God tells you to do. Don't get crazy because people are taking their masks off. Don't get crazy, beloved. Amen. Because people are loosening up. Amen. Because you don't know where you're going to be. You don't know where you're going to be when you take your last breath. You don't know where you're going to be. Whatever you do today, take God with you. Don't get crazy because it's a holiday. Don't fall into sin because it's a holiday. Come on, saints. Don't go somewhere the Lord ain't told you to go because it's a holiday. Because you don't want the holiday to be your last day. Amen and amen. No altar prayer today. Amen. No altar prayer. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord's willing, for our altar prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because today is family day. Today is family day. Amen. Whatever you do. Amen. Watch a movie. After you have your devotion, watch a movie. Turn a movie on. I'm home by myself. You got a TV? You got a cell phone, watch a movie. Write a book, write a paragraph, be creative, pull out some crayons, start drawing, do something that you haven't done before. Oh, come on, live life, saint, live. Don't die till you finish living, amen and amen. All right, that's it. Thank you guys for your prayers for me. Sister Joanne Thurman, she was the only one I shared this with that I was really, well, actually I shared it with another person too. Because like I said, since y'all already know, thank you, then just continue to pray for me. And I believe that when I get to that doctor's tomorrow, they're gonna find out it's something minor and I'm going to be okay. Amen, because I'm already okay. Thank you for your prayers, though. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. In Jesus' name, I appreciate you. Amen. Father God, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Father God, we thank you that our labor is not in vain. And the Lord, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, not slipping and sliding, peeping and hiding, up and down, making excuses for sin, making excuses to stop, making excuses not to serve you with the right attitude. Father God, you said that and for us to keep on sacrificing, Father God, sometimes it hurts, Father God, when you're telling us to do so much that we don't want to do. We don't even feel the people deserve what we want to do, but Father God, it's not us, it's you. But Father God, in the same blessing we are to somebody else, Father God, you said, give and it shall be given. Oh, my God, we cannot beat God's giving. The more we give, the more you give. And then, Father God, you said you're recording everything. Thank you, Father, that nothing we do for you is wasted. Lord, we bless you for this moment. We bless you, Father. God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ covering us. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, somebody has a shotgun ready, trying to, Father God, waiting to take advantage of vulnerable people. God, we don't know. The devil has just gone wild. The devil has gone wild, jumping into the minds of these vulnerable people, Father, and they have no regard. They just take as many people out as they can, then they turn around and put the gun to themselves. Father God, we are living in wicked times. We are living in terrible times, Father God, but where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over our families, Father. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Father, thank you for this Memorial Day. We pray for all the families of all the veterans that have served our country and still serve it. We thank you for these men and women, Father. We thank you for them. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Father, give us an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with somebody today, be it on a cell phone, Facebook, Father God, over a hot dog, Father God, in the mall, whatever. Whatever we do today, give us an opportunity to share Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the church said, amen. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember on Wednesday, we want everybody to come. And if you only have three things to take with you, they said you had to move, but you can only take three things with you. What would your three things be? Just three. What would your three things be? Amen. I already said a two of mine. One would be my computer. The other one would be all my books. I haven't come up with the third one yet. And we just want to open that up. That should be fun. Amen. We're going to do something different on Wednesday. All right. Let us know what your three things are. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful is our God. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God. Yes, he is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
Faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Amen, amen, amen. Beloved, your sacrifice is not a waste in the Lord. I love you, Pastor Bradford, signing out. Blessings.